This is Valley Edition. After nearly two decades of legal medical marijuana in California, there's a sudden mad dash among Valley communities to establish local regulations and bans. But do those bans actually drive growers and dispensaries out of business? In the first of a two-part series, Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess investigates.
In a small, nondescript house in Merced, Darcy Louise Johnson looks over the dozens of marijuana plants growing in the garage.
They're healthy, they're green. You can see some of the leaves are shimmery from a neem oil that I sprayed on them.
Johnson and Christine Musin, who go by the names Sister Darcy and Sister Kate, harvest the plants to make salves, teas, and tinctures high in CBD. That's a chemical in marijuana that does not get a person high, but that some believe has positive health benefits. They aren't affiliated with any church, but they wear clean white habits, claim a spiritual motivation, and call themselves sisters, hence the name of their company, Sisters of the Valley. Since April, they've been shipping products all over the world and were busy trying to keep up with demand when I met them.
So postal code says you have to vacuum seal it.
Sister Kate, who previously ran a medical marijuana delivery company, is baffled by the bans.
At this moment in time, technically, the police could come in here and take away the 24 baby CBD plants we have in our garage, and they could take away our things, but I don't think the district attorney would charge us, and I don't think a judge would convict us, and so it would be a waste of taxpayer money.
She continues to operate with full knowledge that she's violating city rules, but doubts that the police would ever break down her door.
They know it's morally wrong to block safe access. Fresno knows it, Turlock knows it, and Merced knows it.
Many communities in the Valley are acting quickly to pass bans to prevent people like the sisters from growing and selling medical marijuana. Merced is one of the communities that recently passed a new law to ban medical marijuana dispensaries and cultivation. City Councilman Joshua Pedrozo says a new state law regulating medical pot put pressure on the council to make a decision before March, and passing a ban seemed like the simplest approach.
Really, it is a placeholder to have a discussion if we want to have it later in the future. But it's a placeholder so that we can maintain control if we want to bring medical marijuana dispensaries and growth into the city.
He says the city could revisit the issue at a later date. However, Pedrozo acknowledges that even with an outright ban in place, it's nearly impossible to prevent people from growing or keep speakeasy-style dispensaries from opening. That is part of the thinking that drove the Coalinga City Council to take the opposite approach. The town of 19,000 on the western side of Fresno County is one of few in the Valley to say, yes, we will allow dispensaries. Councilmember Nathan Vosburg says the decision was an easy one, driven by public demand for the businesses.
You know, by putting it at the storefront, that way that people could go and buy it there, because obviously if they can't get it, they're going to get it somewhere else. And if you get to somewhere else, these are the same people that deal drugs to kids.
Vosburg also cites an economic incentive behind the move. The city can collect taxes as residents from banned areas flock to Coalinga to buy marijuana. While many cities are just now joining the banning party, Fresno City and County have had bans in place for some time.
We've seized 3,220 plants to date since the ordinance was enacted. So I would say that it's very successful having the ordinance in effect.
That's Fresno Police Lieutenant Mike Brogdon, who says seizing the plants has led to the city issuing more than $3 million in fines. However, to date, less than $8,000 has actually been collected. It's a similar story in Fresno County, which has issued around $2 million in fines, but has collected less than $10,000. Brogdon says they mostly find outdoor grows by air or sometimes stumble upon indoor grows with tips or while investigating other issues. But closing down the dispensaries has proven tougher. Through a little legwork and some internet searches, I was able to find at least one storefront dispensary in central Fresno and numerous delivery services. None would speak on the record for this story. Lieutenant Brogdon says the dispensaries are very clandestine, and the FPD only responds to citizen complaints. But even when they confirm one exists, it typically just picks up and moves somewhere else.
So it's kind of like a game of whack-a-mole.
You can describe it as that. The most successful ones, they don't want to be out of the business, so they'll just move around.
For their part, the Sisters of the Valley say they will keep growing regardless of what Merced eventually decides. And medical marijuana advocates say that is part of the problem with a ban, They're ineffective and simply drive the medical marijuana trade into the black or gray markets. We'll hear more from them and the people who still search for and find banned medical pot next week. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.